Nuna, can you hear me?
Yeah, is that Janice?
It is. Okay,
Hi,
let's.
Janice.
All right, well, let me see if I can share my if I can open up my webcam here.
Sorry for the technical problems you were having last time, but it sounds like you and Montana were able to connect and kind of troubleshoot for this meeting.
Okay, would like to access. Okay. Ah.
Yeah, there you are. Hi.
Hey. Hey, Tracy. How are you? I'm gonna just
I'm good,
I
thanks. I was muted. Sorry. And I'm still eating my breakfast.
I just finished mine actually. Had a little bit of a late start today. In fact, I'm making some tea, so I'm just gonna click off the video for a second and then I'll click it back on, although there's a part of me that's a little wary of clicking it off now that I've gotten it to work. But I'll be right back.
Morning, Jim. Congratulations on your new leader at Sorensen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're excited. You know Jeff?
I don't know him. His name looked familiar to me. So, I mean, I know people at Cicero, so maybe our paths have crossed at some point.
He's a great guy. He really is. And a lot of experience in this space.
That's
So we're
great.
that.
Congratulations. I know it was a long time in the making.
Was it took us we really got kind of hung up in the pandemic, to say.
Hey, Jim.
Hi. Do we have a quorum yet? Noon, how many are on the line?
Let me take a quick look here. I see, I'm just going to go down in order of how people appear on the attendee list. Tracy's on. I see Amy has joined. Oh, there you are. Hi, Amy. We can see you now on video as well. Dr. Song, you're on. Can you hear us okay?
Yes. I try to
Hey, hi.
turn on the computer. Hi, morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. I see Debbie Hansen is on. Janice Dubno, Jeremiah Solari is on. Mr. Sorensen, you're here as well. We've got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven people on now. So I think we have a quorum. Looks like we're still waiting for Jennifer to join, Steve Crandall, and Jamie Bitton. I haven't heard one way or the other from any of them on joining, so I assume they'll pop on as soon as they can. But you've got seven folks on right now.
Okay, you want to wait any more, or what do you think, Noon? Should we get started? I know Jennifer had this question, and I think part of the reason for our meeting was because of her concern. I don't know whether we want to wait any more time for her or.
This is Jessica. I can text her real fast and get back to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Jessica.
Did she?
Do we have Ron? Let me just see if Rhonda Bailey is on. Rhonda is going to be presenting for us. So I'm not sure. Rhonda, are you on? I don't see her on the attendee list.
I am. I can't
Okay,
get
hi, Rhonda.
I can't get the video to work, so I just called in.
Okay, no worries. We can hear you loud and clear, so thank you.
All right, perfect.
So
Thank you.
Mr. Sorensen, I think it's your call. If you, I know we've only got a half an hour. If you wanted to wait another couple minutes or get started, Rhonda is on from our legal counsel to kind of go over the issue. So
This
whenever
is
you're
Jessica.
ready.
Jennifer said she's signing in right now.
Great. Well, Rhonda, we're glad you're on. You're kind of the star of the
Thank
show
you.
today.
Oh, woohoo. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you very much.
There's Jeremiah. Good to have you on. How is everyone doing? Are we moving forward as best we can? Good.
Masking up, that's for sure.
Masking up. Well, you know, I can tell you things are getting better. I went to Walgreens this morning, and it's the first time I've been able to find one of these. So.
We got a bunch donated for child care providers, and, you know, they've converted all these distilleries to produce hand sanitizer, and the bottles that we got smell like tequila. So we've had a lot of child care providers say, you know, probably not a good idea to have this lying around. So
I don't know. It's probably pretty effective sanitizer.
I think it's probably like 90% alcohol, so it will kill all the bacteria for sure.
That's right. Well, I think, why don't we move forward? Hopefully Jennifer will join us shortly.
I think Jennifer joined.
Is she on?
I think I saw her enter the room.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Nuna, do you want to do a quick roll call for us?
Sure. I'll just list off everybody who I'm seeing. Somebody speak up if I'm making an error here. I see Jim Sorensen, Tracy Gruber, Jennifer Thronson, Janice Dubno, Amy Terpstra, Claire Song, Debbie Hansen, Jeremiah Solari. I'm not seeing Jamie Bitten or Steve Crandall on. Jamie or Steve, if you're on, say hello.
And as far as you know, were they going to join, or were there going to be any absences from the doodle poll?
I wasn't aware of anybody who was not able to join us, but sometimes things come up. So we've got 8 out of 10. So I think we've got a quorum either way.
Good, great. Okay, well we'll get right on with this. We don't want to take too much time. We want to welcome everybody. You may recall at the last meeting, there was a suggestion of going with the school board for the independent evaluation, and the question was raised as to whether or not the rules and definition of an independent evaluator, what was a problem with that. And we asked DWS, their legal department, to take a look at that and opine so that we could make a decision. And so we're pleased to have Rhonda Bailey with the legal department there at DWS, kind of from the Office of General Counsel, and she's going to address this issue for us. We'll turn it over to you, Rhonda.
Okay, thank you so much. And Nuna, I know that we discussed this, so if I leave anything out that we discussed, please correct me and jump in. So the first issue is regarding the independent contractor that I'd like to just address. And the whole purpose of an independent contractor is to ensure that there is impartiality in there. And so having the school board or having the board be independent and still having collected and doing its own data, you cannot be independent in that fashion. Does that make sense? You can't analyze your own data, basically.
Right.
So having the board be an independent evaluator would be a conflict of interest.
Okay, any questions for Rhonda regarding that? Janice, did you have a question?
Yeah, please. Sorry, I was just unmuting myself. Are there any restrictions? So to the extent that the board did want to look at specific types of analyses of the data, if it's performed by an independent entity, that's allowable, correct? There's no, it doesn't imply a restriction as to the board's ability to request certain analyses.
I don't believe so. I think you're correct in that. I mean, my understanding is that if you have data that you're collecting and that, and you have someone else that is going to be looking at that, as long as it, you're not looking at your own data and analyzing your own data, then having someone who can do that separately from from the board is what would be needed. Pardon me just a second.
Right. So it's not... It's not with respect to what data we can collect or what we can ask for, but the analysis has to be performed by the third party entity.
It's the analysis. The
results of that analysis.
Yes, that is how I understand it. Is there any other understanding that's different from what we just discussed?
No, I would think that that is the that's accurate. I just wanted to confirm. So that there's no ambiguity.
Yeah, you're correct. Thank you.
And this is Amy. Rhonda, thank you for that. And I'm wondering if you could just state really clearly your interpretation of the independent evaluator. Since we're the School Readiness Board and the Utah State Board of Education is the one who's saying that they could do the analysis. I think I just got a little confused with your use of the term board. So could you just restate that?
Yes, and I apologize. I'm not as familiar with what the board means. And so I apologize if I'm using it in the incorrect, in an incorrect fashion. So I'm looking at the code, and this is for the preschool programs, the result-based contract funded programs. And I think that Nuna sent that information over in the invitation. But it says specifically that, let me see if I can find it. The board shall require an independent evaluation to determine if school readiness program meets the performance outcome measures included in a results-based contract. And so that's where I'm looking at this from that perspective. So the board here would be the School Readiness Board. Is that correct? Am I misunderstanding?
That would be my
understanding. Okay. All right. That's what I thought. So that's what I was referring to, was the School Readiness Board is not, I'm not sure if I understand your question correctly. Are you asking if the School Readiness Board, as an extension of the Utah Board of Education, is separate from? Are you saying they're separate entities, or?
So in our, and Nuna can help me out here, or Mr. Sorensen. So the question on the table at our last meeting was one of the things that was raised was the Utah State Board of Education, which is a member of this School Readiness Board, they have offered to do the evaluation of the Pay for Success initiative. And the question was really, is the Utah State Board of Education an independent evaluator, since it's their own data that they would be evaluating and their own performance to some degree that they would be evaluating?
Right. And they would not be independent.
Okay. Thank you.
Because you cannot. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't make that very clear.
Thanks for clarifying, Rhonda. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you for asking the right question so I understood what I needed to say. So thank you for that.
Any other questions? I think really the suggestion then that the school board provide the evaluation probably would conflict with the procurement rules and would be the reason for an independent evaluator. Mark Innocenti and the Utah State University has been doing this for a number of years. you know, it probably makes sense to approve them as the contract that is for the evaluation as was originally proposed. And I don't know if there is anyone that would like to make a motion or that would have further questions regarding that motion.
So the other question though is whether the procurement process was followed accurately as a state model.
That's right. So Mr. Sorensen, one of the two things that Rhonda looked into for us, one, we just discussed what independent evaluator means. The second was whether or not we followed the procurement rules appropriately, and Rhonda can speak to that as well, and the need for whether or not, for why we did not need to put this out for a competitive bid. So Rhonda, did you want to cover that issue as well?
Sure. So as far as the procurement rules, there are exceptions to when a procurement has to take place. And if we are contracting with another state agency, we do not have to follow those procurement rules, and so we don't have to put that out for a bid. And I'm sorry, I had the procurement rule here and it's not showing on my screen anymore, but I can get that information to you if you'd like something a little bit more definitive than that. But it's something that we don't have to do. And we contacted our contract manager as well, just to ensure that we were on the same page. And that was something that we all decided that was the appropriate reading, was that it wasn't required. I apologize for my voice this morning. Just one second. Oh, I'm so sorry. So are there any questions regarding that specifically?
Jennifer, did you have a further question?
It's fine. I'm not satisfied with this conversation today, so I'll be voting no, but I'm happy.
Anyone else have a question?
This is Claire from University of Utah. I'm just have a question about the data collection versus analysis. So this contract for the analysis part, right? I'm just wondering who has the data and where deposited, and it's just contract for the analysis part, and how does it differentiate for who has the data and stories and
Noon, can you answer that question?
Sure. I'll do my best, and Janice and Amy can jump in because I know they have a lot of historical perspective on this. So we have the four cohorts for this pay for success transaction. So they have all been evaluated with the PPVT in their preschool year. And so at this point moving forward, the transaction analysis is following those cohorts through their sixth grade year to determine if they were placed into special education, and then that's how it's calculated. So the way that it's been functioning, Mark Innocenti reaches out to the Utah State Board of Education to provide the list of those students in the four cohorts. The Utah State Board of Education then informs them of which students in that year were determined special education. And then he then runs the analysis and would provide that to the Department of Workforce Services. And we have a formula in place that's been in use to calculate that investor repayment. Then that comes before the board typically in the early fall for your approval of the repayment. So the State Board of Education owns the special education data. Mark analyzes that data every year.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, I'm going to call for a motion.
I'll motion to move forward with contracting with Mark Innocenti according to the original proposal, I think, from our last meeting, which was to have the contract through the end of the Pay for Success deal.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact year. Was it 2026, Nuna?
Okay, a motion has been made. Is there a second to that emotion, to that motion?
I'd be happy to second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, then we'll call for a vote, and I'm going to basically call for those that are not in favor to first manifest and then assume that everybody else that does not manifest is in favor. All those not in favor?
Jennifer?
Anyone else not in favor? Okay, it would appear then that this motion passes as everyone else is in the affirmative. Okay, I think that concludes the action item. Is there any public comment? I don't know that there's, is there anyone else on the line, Nuna?
Yeah, we do have some members of the public.
Okay.
This is Rhonda. Would you like me to give you that code that I was referring to, stating that we could enter?
Yeah, I think it would be
agreement. Good. Okay. I apologize for not having that earlier. It's 63G 6A 2102.
Okay, thank you, Rhonda. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll note that our next meeting is September 17th. So we'll look forward to getting together then. I don't know whether that'll be an in-person meeting or virtual. We'll have to see how things go. And I think that it concludes all of the items that we had for today. So if anyone would like to motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in
second.
Favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye now.